Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Colleen Zito is with us. You are the general manager of the Dusty Armadillo for all these many years, or just recently? How did you fall into a great thing with Garth Brooks coming in?
I'm not exactly sure how we were picked.
Yeah.
I think maybe our reputation for the last 17 years just might have gotten around, and they heard about us.
Well, you know, and as we talk about it on the air here in Pittsburgh, and we're not that far away, it's about an hour and a half away just down the turnpike, but, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, what a great place. If you've never been, it's terrific. And looking at your website and just knowing, you know, from us talking with artists that have come through and have played your place, I don't think there's anybody in country music that comes up to this neck of the woods that doesn't play the Dusty Armadillo. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we try to get most of them. We like to get them when they're little and on their way up, and sometimes they come back. We had Eric Church just in 2014. He picked us one of five spots that he visited. So I like to say that we make a pretty good reputation and bring in the best country music to the area.
Well, I think you do. How many people does a Dusty Armadillo hold, and how many will it hold for Garth? Will you make any changes?
Our capacity is 750.
Okay.
Now, for this show, I believe there's going to be 600 to 700 tickets out there for grabs.
Wow. And as I understand it, all the tickets are going to be coming from radio. Is that how he's planning to do it?
That's true. The only way you can get them is through country radio.
I love that.
So do we, honestly.
Takes a lot off of you, right?
Exactly, yes.
Well, now, if you hold, say, 600 to 700, you've got the parking for 600 to 700 people, I'm assuming. And my gosh, are you making any special, or is he asking for any special production things to do because it's Garth, or is he playing in it just like you would play a bar in a town like Rootstown?
You know, honestly, it almost seems easier than some of the acts that we have come in. his camp is doing a lot.
They do.
So, you know, as far as our end goes, we're just hosting it, and we're going to provide a good venue.
Now, when people come for the first time to the Dusty Armadillo, what is it that draws them to the place? Is it the acoustics? Do you have a live bull that you can ride? What is it about the Dusty Armadillo?
You know, I think it's the up-close,
sure,
and intimate atmosphere that we provide.
Sure.
With a small venue like that, it doesn't get any better. I get very spoiled, and then I go to some of our bigger venues, and I'm like, oh, it's just not the same. So to me, it's that intimate atmosphere.
Well, Colleen, how long have you been at the Dusty Armadillo?
I've worked there for 17 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Since day one.
Yes, yeah. Actually, technically before day one, before we were actually the Dusty Armadillo, we just did a Friday night country music. We had line dance instructor in there, but you know, I've been there for the full 17 years.
Man, well, you've seen them all.
I have.
You got Garth coming, and that's on the 28th of October. As you look back, is there one memory that you go, man, I remember when he, she, they came to the club?
It's hard to narrow it down to one, but Eric Church, hands down.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he will show us love forever to this day, even when he plays the big arena in Cleveland. So Eric Church has always been my favorite every single time he's been there, since 2006 to 2014.
I love that. Who's coming in this weekend? The weekend is here. What do you got coming up this weekend?
We don't have any shows this weekend.
Okay.
The next show we have coming up is actually Hardy, and he's sold out. So we do have quite a few lined up for November, and that's all on our website if anybody wants to go check that out. It's dustya.com.
I like it. And I've been telling people to get there from Pittsburgh or from Western PA. It's you go west on the turnpike, turn left at Niles, and you head towards Rootstown. Is that pretty much accurate?
Yeah, I would say 76. So turnpike to 76, get off at State Route 44. And then you're going to head south. We're about 2 miles south. We'll be on your right-hand side.
Welcome to the chaos. It's probably just another night for you, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it hasn't stopped. It's been a busy couple days here.
Colleen, I well imagine that, and I appreciate all the more you taking the time to make a call with us this morning. It's really nice to talk to you. Hope we get a chance to meet in person. Can't wait to see you at the show at the Dusty Armadillo. Thanks a lot, Colleen.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you. Have a good one, and thanks for making the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.